Maybe you just need to move forward starting today and see where your journey takes you.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it's a gift. And they come in funny looking packages sometimes. Funny looking packages.
This is Journey to There.
And here we are.
Here we are. And she's done an amazing job.
Where your host, Tracy DeForge, explores the messy, joyful, an often complicated intersection between personal and business growth.
I have total goosebumps still.
Keep it up. Whatever you're doing, don't change. Just keep it up.
Hey, you. Before I officially title this episode, I asked myself, is this new iteration of the Journey to There podcast a reboot or a renaissance? I felt like it was the latter, but honestly, I had to look up the definition just to be certain. So here it is. Renaissance. A revival of or renewed interest in something. Alas, it is a true renaissance. Today is the 8th podversary of Journey to There, and with any anniversary comes reflection, some of which are bittersweet. Why did I let so much time lapse between recordings? What if I had kept the podcast moving forward? Is it even worth bringing it back? I actually need to rein in the negative self-talk that's ramping up fast because I want to indulge in some good old-fashioned flogging with thoughts like, I own a damn full-service production company. How could I let this happen? And the answer is I didn't let anything happen. Life happened. So let's catch up. The pandemic impacted everyone individually and collectively. I'm still sorting through the whirlwind effect it had on our lives, including the fact that I still don't have my full ensemble of taste buds back yet, but I digress. My husband and I left the South Florida seaside life for the mountains of Taos, New Mexico in 2020. This literal journey came with high expectations and ended with some bottomed out emotional disappointments. My solve, of course, was to bury myself neck deep in Produce Your Podcast, which resulted in 3x growth, yay! But if you've listened to any previous episodes of this podcast, then you know, building successful businesses has never been my challenge. Building a successful personal life, on the other hand, is my never-ending life lesson. Times have not changed that much. We left Taos and made a pit stop in Tucson, Arizona for a year. I was so checked out of my life that I literally justified the decision to live in a town that held no interest for me whatsoever and wasn't remotely close to any of my friends and family. My brain told me none of that mattered because my focus needed to be on growing the business, and that was all I was planning on doing anyway. Never underestimate the power of a work-addicted brain. And now a new adventure has begun with an international move to Mexico. I'm reconnected to my seaside life, which I affectionately refer to as my sea soul life. Although I'm not remotely geographically close to friends and family, they are a lot more likely to visit me here. We also added a new addition to the family. His name is Finn. And he is a 100-pound golden doodle who everyone should take their life lessons from. 1, always be up for an adventure. 2, every day brings a new chance to experience joy. And 3, if you live for naps and snacks, the rest of everything else will take care of itself. It's fair to say I'm still on my journey to there, thus the renaissance of the podcast. I've learned a few new lessons along the way and come through the other side of some stuff and ready to share my musings with you. I'm looking forward to this next chapter of the pod. I want us to connect, hang out, learn from each other. I'm rebooting without any pressure on myself. I'm not setting any specific goals on how many episodes there will be and when they will be released. I'm giving myself grace. I'm giving myself permission to be creative in the medium I love the most without getting all caught up in what I know firsthand it takes to build a successful podcast. But really, isn't the definition of success relative? I look forward to reuniting with some old friends from the podcast audience, and I am beyond giddy with anticipation of meeting the new friends I'll make along the way. So I'll sign off with one of my fave quotes that is actually one of my own. The life we create is based on the choices we make. Let's make choices that bring us love, light, and joy. And if we don't, let's ask for the courage to embrace the detours. Cheers to what's possible.
Thank you for listening to the Journey to There podcast. Visit our website at journeytothere.com. Leave a voice message or fill out the contact form. Tell us what raw, unfiltered, and real guest or topic you'd like to hear next. Till next time, cheers to what's possible.